Welcome back to the Balance Pursuit Podcast. This is the ultimate space where we get real about money, life, and creating a future that you're excited about. There is no BS here. So in today's episode, I want to dive into something that either makes or breaks your financial year. And these are your money habits. It's not a secret that habits are the foundation of success. And this goes for literally anything in life. By the way, before we dig into this podcast, I have to shout out one of my favorite books. It's The Power of Habit. It's such a great read. It breaks down how our brains drive our daily decisions and how we can tweak our habits to unlock our own potential and make real positive changes to our lives. We all struggle with habits. I know I do. Right now, mine's not necessarily a financial one, but it's working out. Things have just been so hectic since we moved and I just haven't gone into it yet, but this will change in 2025. For habits, it's the small, consistent actions that you take every single day that add up and will eventually build a solid and strong momentum. Experts suggest that it takes around 10 weeks to build a solid habit based on consistent repetitions, so it's definitely not an easy feat. But once you get there, you'll forget what it was like without it. So this is why today we're going to talk about the habits that can help you crush your financial goals in 2025. I'll be sharing habits that have worked great for me throughout the years, ones I'm still working on, and some actionable things that you can apply today. So whether you're just starting your financial journey or looking to take things to the next level, I think you'll really enjoy this episode that will be packed with a ton of value. So let's get into it. So why do habits matter so much? Experts say that about 40% of our behaviors in our day-to-day lives are spent on autopilot, which means we do things without even thinking about it. Can you imagine if instead we take that 40% of our behavior under our control and we're intentional about our time, the opportunities would become endless. If you think about your big financial goals like saving for a down payment, wanting to travel more, retiring early, or having an expensive hobby, or perhaps paying off a huge chunk of debt, it can feel completely overwhelming. But here's the thing, those huge financial wins are not going to happen overnight or on their own. They're going to be the result of small, intentional, and consistent habits that you stick to over time. Let's say you struggle with saving money and even $100 a month seems impossible. Let's change up the way that you think about this and change your strategy to saving $3.33 every single day. Now, this fee may seem a bit more manageable. Another example that's not financially related is working out. So if you want to work out every single day at the gym, you don't start there. You want to work your way up slowly. Start with one day a week and then increase it at your own pace. The daily and regular routines and habits that you create will make your financial goals possible. If you have to start small, that's okay. But you have to figure out a system that works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all system. If you go too aggressive to start, you'll most likely fail. So before I started my financial literacy journey, I was a total mess, and I felt like I was going to be stuck where I was forever. It wasn't until I met Andrew, my now fiancé, that I realized change was possible, and that I also ultimately wanted more for myself and my future. So in the beginning, when I started, I was just about 25 years old and with a negative net worth of about $40,000, and I did not have a lot of right answers. But I was determined to make a change, and I did. The first thing that I did was write everything down on a spreadsheet, and I began tracking my spending. This was so I could identify where my money was going and so I could see pockets of opportunities to make some change. Those habits that I started over 5 years ago now were the habits that laid the foundation of where I am today. Now I'm running a multi-six-figure business, which is so wild to say, and I save and invest over 40% of my income. However, I'm going to aim for a little bit higher next year. And the best part, I feel in control of my finances. If you told me this 5 years ago, I would tell you you're completely full of it. The point is, it's really not about being perfect or having all of the right answers. It's really about being consistent. Take a moment right now and ask yourself what you're already doing well and where you struggle. Write this down. Identifying these areas is going to be the first step to making 2025 your best financial year yet. So the first habit that I want to talk about is automating your finances. And for most people, I would say this should be a top priority. We live in a digital age where paying for your bills, saving, and investing your money has never been easier. So if you have a regular job where you make consistent income month over month, you have no excuse for this. If you're a credit card user, set them up so you pay off your cards automatically in full each month. If you're in debt, have at least the minimum payment set up so that comes out of your account each month. We cannot make the excuse that a payment has been missed. There's absolutely no reason for this, and missing a payment could impact your credit score, which we do not want. I have a huge tip for saving and investing. I want you to treat this as a bill. The same way you have to pay rent each month, you also have to save and invest. This is a great mindset shift and something that really helped me a lot early on in my personal finance journey. I personally use Wealthsimple for my savings and investments, and you can easily set all of this up automatically. And I'm sure all other banks work the same way. Set it up and forget about it. Even if you can only afford to save $25 a month, that's okay. Now you've started, which is the huge first step. I will say for the saving and investing part, if you're self-employed or have a variable income that fluctuates quite a bit, you might still want to do this manually. I had to change this because before, when I was salaried, I just had everything automatically set up because I knew exactly how much I was making, versus now each month can fluctuate quite a bit. Next up, you cannot improve what you don't measure. Tracking your spending was one of those key habits I picked up when I was 25, and it was life-changing. It's so eye-opening because it will show you exactly where your money is going and, most importantly, identifies areas where you can cut back, which is vital if you're trying to pay off debt or you just want to increase your savings rate in general. I track my spending to this day. I absolutely love doing it too, and I have my weekly routine where I go through all my expenses and I insert them into my budget sheet. For me, I love knowing where my money is going. This way, I can always spend my money guilt-free because I've budgeted for it. Tracking your spending may seem tedious at first, but I promise you'll start enjoying it too. It's really empowering to be in tune and control of your money. Trust me on this. Many people guesstimate how much they spend, but it's usually quite far off. So give this a try. The third habit I want you to start is a weekly check-in. I kind of touched on this in the previous part, but let's dig into this a little bit further. As I mentioned, I track my spending weekly. So the way that I go about this is I have a note on my phone, so anytime I spend money, I just quickly add it to that. And on Sundays, I go to my budget template and I insert all of my spending into the spending tracker. The reason why I like to do this weekly is because I can get a clear view of what my budget is versus what I'm spending and looking like for the month. I ask myself if I'm on the right track, do I need to make any adjustments, and I take a mental note of this for the next week ahead. This weekly habit will really help you to stay proactive and will prevent unnecessary spending slip through the cracks. My biggest tip is to pick one day out of the week where you know you're going to sit down for 10 minutes to do this and write this down in your calendar. The fourth habit is creating monthly goals. Big goals can feel so overwhelming, so breaking them down into bite-sized instead makes them much more manageable. I feel so passionate about this that I actually ended up adding a section each month on my new 3.0 template where you can set your monthly goals and intentions. It's just such a great reminder and should help motivate you and stay on track for the month. So instead of having that big financial goal for the year where you want to save $12,000, let's break that up into $1,000 goals per month. I want you to think about a goal that you can set for January. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Write this down. The next habit I want you to crush is building a financial buffer or an emergency fund. Life is expensive, life happens, and life will happen, which means unexpected and large expenses can come up. So instead of you taking 10 steps back because you didn't prepare, I want you to prioritize building an emergency fund. It's suggested that you have at least 3 months of expenses saved up, but there are many reasons why a 6 to 12 month emergency fund makes sense for you if you're a homeowner, have kids, or are self-employed, for example. 3 months worth of expenses can sound like a lot, but remember, break this down. If you can only afford to start building your emergency fund at $50 a month, that's okay. The point is just to start. Okay, so we've just talked about 5 awesome habits that you should focus on in 2025. But now I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about common pitfalls when it comes to personal finance and habits. The first one is lifestyle inflation, and I talk about this a lot on my social media. It's a big one. When your income increases, it's so tempting to upgrade your lifestyle, and so many people do. But this is the reason why you can seem to make improvements when it comes to your finances. It keeps you in the same place. Instead of upgrading your car or apartment or spending more of your money, instead, you should focus on increasing your savings or investment rate. I don't know about you, but in the last year, I have read so many articles about people making well over six figures and they struggle financially. Can the cost of living be a part of this? Sure. But it's also the $800 or even $1,000 car payments or the increase in vacations or a general increase in spending that happens over time. Lifestyle inflation or lifestyle creep is what happens to many people each time they get a salary bump. For me, my income has almost quadrupled in the last couple of years, but I still pretty much spend the same amount that I did back then in my regular day-to-day life. I made a very conscious decision not to inflate my lifestyle. Instead, I focus on my bigger financial goals, which means my focus is on saving and investing. I will say that completely depriving yourself of extra things that you enjoy when you start making more money is also not ideal. For me, I have a fun fund, which is just a savings account that I have dedicated for basically anything that I want. So whether that be for travel, an expensive bag, or a home item, this is what the fund is for. It allows me to splurge on something that I love, but I'm doing it very intentionally and infrequently. The next pitfall is simply relying on willpower. Willpower is the ability to resist short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals. The reason why this isn't enough, though, is because you haven't created a solid system, so you may just go back to old habits if you only relied on that. For example, if you're automating your savings, the decision is already made for you. You're not relying on your willpower to save. The last pitfall that I want to talk about is ignoring small wins. We get roped into talking about those huge achievements and goals, but we often don't reflect on the small things that made those things happen. I want you to stop overlooking the small wins. Even if you just put an extra $100 towards a credit card debt, it's more than what you did the prior month, and you should celebrate that progress. Every time you make a wise financial decision, you're building momentum towards something bigger. Now that we've discussed all things habits, I want you to establish your own, and it's time to build on them. So ask yourself, how can I take these habits to the next level? If you already have your savings set up automatically, amazing, can you increase this amount? Is there room to perhaps increase your investments? Do you already track your spending, but it's not as specific as you'd like it to be? Can you start setting up a proper category to see where you can further optimize it? The goal here is to really keep improving, and if it's just a small percentage at a time, you just want to level up and continue to move forward. Something that really helps is also having a long-term vision. Think about where you want to be in, let's say, 5, 10, or even 20 years. Do you want to retire early? Do you want to be self-employed? Do you want a multi-six-figure portfolio? Do you want to travel twice a year? What does your life look like? What habits can you adopt today that will get you there? If you don't think about these things now, you'll kick yourself later on in life that you didn't start sooner. Your daily habits today are what will make that vision become a reality. I know this episode was jam-packed with a lot of info, but this is also why I love making these episodes short and snappy, because I want to provide as much value for you as possible without all of the extra fluff. So let's quickly recap the habits we talked about and what you should try to implement in 2025. Number one, automate your savings. Secondly, track your spending. And third, commit to weekly money check-ins. And fourth, set monthly goals to stay on track. And number five, build an emergency fund, because life will happen. And with this, do not forget to watch out for bad habits like lifestyle inflation or relying too much on willpower. Create a system today that will help future you avoid these things. So now it's your turn. Write down just one habit that you're going to start January 1st. Once that starts to build momentum, add a second one, then a third one, and so on. And here's an important reminder that habits don't just happen with a snap of your fingers. It will take time. It's the small steps that you take today that will create the financial future that you want and are dreaming of. Don't forget to prioritize your future self.